In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. I belonged to a meditation group a few years ago and had a friend that was there. And we'd greet each other and I'd say, "How are you doing?" And he'd go, "I'm awake and ready." And I never could figure out what that meant until I read the scripture. It was like, oh, he got it before, you know, some of us. That he lived in the state of always being ready. Now, I remember a time when I was in that state. It was when we turned the century. It was 2000 was coming, and I was the executive director of a residential center for adolescents, a lot of them delinquents. And we had 80 kids, and everybody was concerned that there'd be a great computer crash. Remember that? Those of us that lived through that period of time? Which meant that having 80 kids with no light, no electricity, no gas, no computer could be a disaster. So we had our maintenance crew work diligently. We had all the backup that we needed. We had our flashlights with extra batteries. We had water supply stored in the maintenance building. We made sure that we were ready. And you know, over the centuries, there's been times when we predicted the end of the world and people got ready. And Jesus said, "You'll never know. The only one that will know is God. But the rest of you, stay awake and be ready." Well, this is what this period of time is for us in Advent. We're sort of between the time of waiting for Christ's arrival as an infant and Christ's arrival at the end time. And we're in this tension of what does that mean for us as Christians? This is the time set aside by the church to go inward. It matches the time of the season when all the stillness of the earth is quiet. It's a time for us to use this time to still ourselves, to find a place to allow the words of God to gestate within our body, to allow ourselves to make ourselves ready to be that light of Christ to shine in the world. And these are dark times, my friends. This last week, with the whole turmoil around the taxes, and whatever your political belief is, one of the things we are reminded by Christ is that we must take care of those who cannot take care of themselves. Whatever else we believe, we still need to be responsible. The Native Americans have a saying that whatever we do in now will affect the next seven generations. So we need to be mindful as Christians as to how we can use ourselves, our voice, our prayers to help those who are less fortunate. We certainly are doing it because we had our bags so that we can offer gifts to those who may not be able to have a Christmas without us. There are food banks that are gathering turkeys and lots of food for those who may not have a Christmas dinner without us. We don't know why somebody ends up in the state they are. It could be mental illness. It could be that they had a catastrophic illness and can no longer work and no longer support their family. It may be that whatever they were working, they got laid off, got behind, maybe ended up not being able to afford to pay their rent. Just last week, I got my water bill, and I live in the suburbs, and it was over double. So it went from $110 to $290 in 1 month. I can afford that. But what happens to those women and men on Social Security with fixed incomes that every nickel and dime matters? So we, as Christians, are called upon to be that voice, to be the hands of Christ, to be the eyes of Christ, to be there to support those who cannot take care of themselves. That was Jesus' message. To be watchful is not just to wait for the end time and to make sure that we lined up ourselves in a way that when we're held accountable, God's going to say, yep, you did this right, you did this right, you showed up to church on Sunday. No, God said last week, how did we feed those who were hungry? How did we help those that were homeless? How did we help the widow and the orphans? How did we help those who maybe through mental illness cannot help themselves? It's hard times, and the holiday season makes us aware of our differences between the haves and the have-nots. And Jesus said, there are two simple commandments, to love God and love our neighbor. And that is what we are to be mindful of. How are we watching in this time? It's also a time for us to be quiet and to listen for what more God may be asking of us. God may be asking us to be still and just pray. God may be asking us to take on a new ministry. It's also a time for our church to pray. What is God calling St. Michael's to be? How are we to grow? How are we to be a presence in the world? And as we together pray, and if we're still, we can hear the whisper of God. And maybe in that gentle whisper, we'll have a knowing of what's next. For ourselves personally, for our community, our church community, and for our larger community. But know that at any time, that more than ever, we are to be the light in the world when it is dark. It is to be us that shines bright so that we continue to have the same hope and to share that same hope that is shared as we lit the Advent candle, that there is hope, that there will be more. Jesus promised us that. God promised us that. So, if someone asks how you are, be able to say, I'm awake and ready. Amen.